Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Banco Panamericana's conference call to discuss the first quarter 2012 results. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously on the Internet, both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.panamericano.com.br/IR, with the respective presentation. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question-and-answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Willie Jordan, IR officer, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Willie, you may begin your conference.
Good morning. Thank you. I would like to thank you all for participating in this conference call to discuss the results of Banco Panamericano and its subsidiaries for the first quarter of 2012. Beginning with the highlights of the first quarter of 2012, on page 3 from our presentation, we have two very important events for the bank's future, which marked the beginning of this quarter. The first one took place on January 18, when our shareholders at the shareholders meeting approved an increase in the capital stock of Panamericano in the amount of up to 1.8 billion reais to support our business strategy and the growth of our operations. The subscription period for this capital increase ended yesterday, and soon we will have the results, which then will be disclosed to the market. It is worth noting that on January 31st, both our controlling shareholders, BTG Pactual and CaixaPar, paid in their total common share subscription rights under the capital increase, adding more than 971.5 million reais to the shareholders' equity of the bank on that date. The second event took place on January 31st, when we signed the final documents for the indirect acquisition of 100% of Brazilian finance and real estate. This acquisition will add to the company a consolidated credit origination platform with attractive margins, guaranteeing the expansion of its credit product portfolio in a market with high growth potential, and expand its distribution network with the incorporation of the 90 points of sale of BM Sua Casa. On April 25, as announced in a material fact, we signed with Caixa Econômica Federal in order to strengthen and improve the company's new business strategy and the operations in the real estate market resulting from BFRE's acquisition, a commercial agreement through which Caixa will acquire, upon request of the company, letters of real estate credit and certificates of real estate receivables issued by Panamericano or by a mortgage company or a securitization company controlled by it. This commercial agreement is effective for 7 years as of the completion of the acquisition of BFRE. In addition, as we have also disclosed in the same material fact, Banco BTG Pactual and Caixa signed an addendum to the operational cooperation agreement, which had been executed on January 31st, 2011 with Panamericano, to formalize that BTG Pactual or its affiliated companies will invest additional funds in interbank deposit certificates, certificates of bank deposits, or letters of real estate credit issued by Panamericano, ensuring thus even greater support to our growth strategy. I would like to point out that our new strategy, which is based on diversifying our businesses, focuses our operations in four major segments, which are consumer financing, corporate finance, mortgage credit, and insurance. While Panamericano has a solid presence in consumer financing and has focused on growing in payroll deductible loans and vehicle financing, in corporate finance we have been growing substantially for the last three quarters. Excuse me. Mortgage credit, in turn, will be given an expressive boost by the incorporation of BFRE's operations, still pending on approval by Brazil Central Bank. While insurance is at the final stage of restructuring and getting ready to start growing soon with new products and the possibility of seizing more cross-selling opportunities with the bank. With regards to the quarter's results, we have faced a scenario which was marked by a slowdown in the expansion of the credit market and increasing default rates of individuals, at the same time that Panamericano advanced with its strategy, strategic repositioning, and operational restructuring processes, which will last over the course of the year. In this context, the management opted to adopt a more conservative position in credit origination, including more restrictive criteria for credit approval. This positioning led to a lower origination of credit assets in the first quarter. Net profit came at 2.9 million reais in the quarter, and shareholders' equity was 2,202,000,000 after the integralization already mentioned by the controlling shareholders of their subscription rights of common shares on the capital increase in the amount of 971.5 million reais. Our new cars financing business grew 11.4% over the fourth quarter and already represents 47% of light vehicle origination and 27.8% of total vehicle financing. Payroll loans were the great highlight in terms of growth. They have reached a monthly average of 60.3 million reais in the first quarter, and that was 46.1% higher than the origination in this segment. And it's worth also to highlight that this growth in payroll loans origination has been gradual along the quarter. So lower origination in January, higher in February, and in March we have already reached 88 million reais in payroll loans origination. So we expect to continue accelerating from this point in the next quarters. Total expanded credit portfolio came to 10.2 billion reais. That was virtually flat over March 2011. And this number already considers the credit assignments of 1.5 billion reais in the quarter without recourse. Our funding has been backed by the improved risk perception due to the new shareholders' agreement. Due to the new shareholding structure of Panamericano, and of course, in addition, it's also due to the continued support from our shareholders, which includes the approval of the above-mentioned capital increase and the signing of the commercial agreement and of the addendum to the operational cooperation agreement. We also made significant progress in reducing administrative costs and expenses, which were reduced by 20.8% in the quarter in comparison to the same quarter in 2011. And this calculation is already adjusted for the effects of credit assignments without recourse. We believe that this more efficient cost structure will make our business platform increasingly competitive. Going to page 4 in our presentation, on this page, we demonstrate the shareholding structure on March 31st, already considering the subscription of common shares by the controlling shareholders in the capital increase. Our shareholders base has become more concentrated in corporate investors domiciled in Brazil during the quarter, but here in this picture we cannot see who was holding the subscription rights that were already negotiated on March 31st. So we will get a better idea of our shareholding structure after we conclude this capital increase. On page 5, we have the main items of the income statement in the first quarter, where compared to the fourth quarter of 2011, we had an 8.7% increase, 8.7 percentage points increase in our net interest margin. And that was largely due to the higher volume of assignments without recourse. These assignments contributed to increase income from lending operations, which grew over than 50% over the previous quarter, and without major variations in the other revenues and expenditures, it has resulted in an increase on gross profit from financial intermediation, and therefore in an almost complete reversal of the operating losses of the previous quarter. The following page provides the main information about the origination in the first quarter. The new cars financing continued growing and, as I've mentioned before, accounted for 47% of light vehicles financing and 27.8% of total vehicles financing in the first quarter. The payroll loans, as I've also mentioned before, was the most outstanding growth in the origination, with this 46% increase over the former quarter. I think it's worth to highlight that this growth is due to the restructuring process of the processes of the area, and as also mentioned before, this happened gradually over the quarter, so in March we were already running at a 88 million reais monthly origination pace. On page 7, we have the opening of the credit portfolio composition. In the first table, we can see that vehicle financing remains as the main segment in the bank's portfolio, followed by payroll loans. The credit portfolio on balance sheet has fallen by 640 million reais in the quarter because of the assignment of approximately 1.5 billion reais credit portfolios without recourse in the quarter. As mentioned above, the credit portfolio for companies stood out to continue in its trajectory of expansion, reaching almost 1.1 billion reais in March, and that was up 25.5% over the fourth quarter of 2011, and more important, almost 140% over the first quarter of 2011. I think it's also worth to highlight that this portfolio was almost built over the last three quarters. As for funding on page 8, we continue to record the exchange of more expensive liabilities inherited from the past for lines with more competitive costs in the market, reflecting the improvement in the credit risk of Panamericano perceived by investors. Funding in DPGE, for example, was 898 million reais in March, 57% below first quarter 2011, thus reflecting accurately the exchange of this type of funding by other more attractive lines. The balance of funding captured in the quarter increased 8.3% to more than 12 billion reais. On page 9, we have on the right side the demonstration of the net worth evolution in the quarter and the simulation of how it should be after the completion of the capital increase, where it can surpass the amount of 3 billion reais. It's important to notice that for this simulation, we have considered the adhesion of 100% in the capital increase, both for the common shares as for the preferred shares. Also noticing that we already have a 44% adhesion on the preferred shares guaranteed since the beginning of the capital increase by the controlling shareholders, who have also guaranteed and already subscribed on January 31st all their rights of subscription for the common shares, which, as the picture depicts, contributed with 971.5 million reais for the Panamericano's net worth. On the left side of this page, we can see the opening of the calculation of the Basel ratio, which was 14.13% in the end of March, and the operating margin, which stood at 43.6 million reais by the end of the quarter. On page 10, finally, we have a chart that demonstrates our stock performance over the past 12 months. During this period, and also in the first quarter of 2012, they have outperformed the Bovespa index, with daily liquidity growing 30% in this quarter. After the conclusion of the capital increase, of course, we expect liquidity in our stocks to increase much more. Now, at this point, I thank you once again for being present here in this conference call, and I pass the floor back to the mediator to start the questions and answers session. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star, then 2. Again, it is star, then 1 to ask a question. Please hold while we poll for any questions. As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star, then 1. Having no questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Willie Jordan for his final remarks.
Well, thank you once again for the presence. I would like to remind that our investor relations team is more than available to attend any doubt or any demand from any one of you. So please do not hesitate to contact us if you have any further doubts over our results. And I hope to see you again in the next quarter. Thank you.
This concludes Banco Panamericana's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.